Hansen here from NFL Red Zone. I hope you're checking out 1 hour of 5 Yard Rush, one of the best podcasts on NFL football in the UK.
Evening, Rush Nation. Murph here. It's time to go through the rest of the matchups from the week covered off yesterday. And if you missed yesterday's pod, the Thursday night football game, which has happened, and also the 1 o'clock or 6 o'clock games on the schedule. So we have now the 4 o'clock or 9 o'clock and the 4:25, 9:25 games, plus Sunday night football and Monday night football to go through. So this is going to be a very, very, very short pod just to get you all up to date and ready. So let's get straight to it. Washington at Arizona is the 9:05 or 4:05 game that kicks off just before the end of the 6 p.m. games. For Washington, it's really, really simple. They're favored to lose this game by a touchdown. Arizona a minus 7. The over-under is set at 46.5 points. For Washington, really the only fantasy football relevant players right now are Terry McLaurin, who's sort of a wide receiver two play, given all the volume he'll have. Logan Tolomas, who I also have as a tight end one play this week. But I wouldn't start Antonio Gibson unless absolutely desperate to do so. I think he's going to have a good role going forward. But I don't think he's someone who has earned enough in this offense to do that yet. Same way I wouldn't be starting Peyton Barber, J.D. McKissick. I know Barber got 2 touchdowns, but the likelihood of that happening again is virtually nil. So McLaurin, Logan Thomas for the Washington football team, that is really who you're sticking to. To Arizona, there's a few options here. You've got Kyler Murray. Kyler Murray's a QB1 this week, absolutely, against that team. Kenyon Drake should be sort of that fringe sort of RB1, RB2. There's about 4 or 5 players in that cluster who I have, and Drake is one of them. The Washington football team are very good up front, and they could stifle the run, but I do expect Drake to get enough, especially as if we're expecting Arizona to run away with this game or to be considerably ahead. I expect to lean heavily on Drake to carry that volume. And you can start Nuke Hopkins, obviously, as a wide receiver one. He's someone who got a lot of volume and targets last week, barely left the field. So he is someone that you can feel very comfortable starting in your wide receiver one position this week. As for Larry Fitz and Christian Kirk, I kind of have them on that wide receiver three, wide receiver four range. I think one of them might get more work than the other. I think they will spread more of the targets out this week, but not something I'm feeling overly confident starting unless I absolutely push to. If I did, I'd start Kirk. I don't think Larry Fitz is a go this week, although this is one of the better matchups for him, so wouldn't surprise me for him to sneak into that wide receiver three range. In deeper leagues, fine if you need to start him, but in shallow league, he shouldn't be under any consideration to start, nor should Kirk. Moving on to Baltimore at Houston, the over-under here is set at 50. Baltimore to win by a touchdown, minus 7. And we know with Baltimore, as I said last week, very, very narrow football teams are very easy to predict. You know, you're never not starting Lamar Jackson if you've got him in your team. I think Ingram and Dobbins should both get some work this week. I think Ingram is someone who is going to be faded out. He didn't really get a lot of the red zone work, but I expect him to play very differently this week and to potentially dominate the play more on the ground, given how Clyde Edwards-Helaire really battered Houston on Thursday Night Football last week. So I expect Ingram to have a bigger role as Dobbins, and they're both sort of on the fringe of that RB2, RB3 conversation. And maybe Dobbins is the one out of the two who I would feel more comfortable starting, given that he got the red zone work last week. As for Brown, you can start him as a wide receiver too. I think he could even go off and be higher than that, but I think he's definitely got that floor of a wide receiver two this week. And then Mark Andrews is you know, tight end one performance last week, expecting to come back with that being the top 3 or 4 tight ends this week. So definitely one that you can start every week moving forward. As for Houston, you've drafted Deshaun Watson as a QB1, and I expect him to do that even against this defense, but don't be surprised if it's not another, you know, if it's not an electric performance similar to last week's point total. So good defense again, very difficult opening schedule for Houston to play the two best teams back to back in the AFC. You can definitely start David Johnson as your RB1 this week, or even as an RB2. He's on the flex of that, but he's with the volume he had last week, you know, played 83% of snaps. He's someone that you can feel very comfortable starting and playing moving forward. at least until he potentially picks up an injury, and that's not out of the realms of possibility. You got Will Fuller, he's in that sort of wide receiver two, wide receiver three. He does appear to be the alpha in that offense, but wouldn't be surprised to see Cooks get a bit more volume this week if he's a bit healthier, and like to see how he shakes out. So Cooks is a deeper play, probably a wide receiver three, wide receiver four, but wouldn't surprise me if he got more volume this week than he did last week, given that he could be a little bit healthier. But again, deeper leagues, maybe a start. Shallower leagues, you shouldn't be messing around with it. Next, you've got Kansas City, -8.5 at the LA Chargers, over under set at 47.5 points. This one's really easy for Kansas City. You have, you know, Mahomes, CEH, Hill, Kelsey, all top players at their position. So any of them, you're starting. Mecole Hardman, not feeling overly confident after the performance last week. Sammy Watkins, we always know, tends to drop in week two compared to his week one heroics, but he's still sort of in the conversation for a wide receiver three role this week. So start him if needed, but there are others that are more favorable potentially. As for the Chargers, not a lot really here. Definitely not starting Tyrod this week, given that defense. There were some concerns about Eckler, but I wouldn't be too worried. There seems to be potentially a better matchup and game script for him, to where they can get the ball out to him more and use him more. I think Kansas City will bring a lot more pressure than the Bengals did last week. Keenan Allen, you should definitely be starting. He's in that sort of wide receiver two conversation. Mike Williams in the wide receiver three conversation, but watch that health. He took a lot of bangs last week and wasn't expected to play and did play. So someone to keep an eye on. And then Hunter Henry. I think Hunter Henry is potentially a really good option this week for a tight end one spot. So he's someone that you can feel pretty comfortable starting. Sunday Night Football takes us to Seattle, and it's New England at Seattle. Seattle favored to win this by 4 points with the over and under set of 45. This is going to be a bit trickier. So I've got Newton in that sort of fringe QB1, QB2 position. He's not going to rush the ball 15 times like he did last week. He's not going to have that luxury to do so. I think he's going to have to come out throwing more, which could up his fantasy level some, but also take away some of that floor as well. But I do expect him to go out there. But it's not really a lot to throw to. The only ones I'd be considering is James White, who's an RB2, RB3, and Julian Edelman is a wide receiver 2 this week. Deeper leagues, you might reach for N'Keal Harry and be desperate to play him, and I'd understand that, but in a shallower league, just absolutely not. I think, you know, he's sort of in that wide receiver 3, wide receiver 4 conversation for me, N'Keal Harry. As for Seattle, you can feel comfortable starting Wilson, Carson. Both of those are top players at the position, and Lockett and Metcalf should be somewhere comfortably in that sort of wide receiver 2, maybe on the fringes of the wide receiver 3, but I'd expect them both to be in that wide receiver 2 conversation this week. And then you've got Monday Night Football, New Orleans at -5.5 at Las Vegas Raiders. Las Vegas coming to host an NFL game for the first time. The over and under set 49.5. It should be a great game to watch, and you know, we're not expecting Michael Thomas to go here, so it does knock Breeze's ability a little bit, but I do think he's a QB1 this week, but he's on the fringes of that QB1, QB2 conversation. You're definitely starting Kamara. He came up big last week. I expect him to be even better this week. But the wide receiver I'd own here is Traquan Smith. I've got him on the fringes of the sort of wide receiver 3. I think he's a wide receiver 3 this week. He could have wide receiver 2 upside, as he's more likely to fill that Michael Thomas role. Emmanuel Sanders hasn't done that at any point in the NFL, and people will gravitate to him because he's the bigger name. He's the one that people are more aware of, and actually Traquan Smith is more familiar with that offense. He's been there longer. He has more of the characteristics and traits of a player you would expect to fill that role than Emmanuel Sanders. I think Sanders will get a uplift of work, but I don't see him entering that wide receiver 3 conversation this week unless New Orleans fall massively behind and need to start chasing the game. I think Smith is the one that will get more targets. The one I think who you really want to target is Jared Cook. I think Jared Cook is in for a lot more work this week, and he had a very good week last week. So I think Jared Cook is the one I'd favour to be getting a lot of the looks here, as with Alvin Kamara. So I think both of those are arrows up, but I like Smith over Sanders. As for Vegas, don't want any part of Derek Carr this week. Kind of have him on the fringe of that QB2, QB3 conversation. I guess if you know you're leaving him to, and the choices are him, Darnold, Haskins, you know, Fitzmagic, they're the kind of like, I'd play Carr because I think he's got the better passer rating. He's more confident. He has a better accuracy, but he's also a bit of a dink and dunk at the same point. So for me, Carr isn't the player I'd be starting this week. Jacobs I still have as an RB1. I know he had a phenomenal week last week, but he's playing a much better defense this week. Expect him to be in that RB1, RB2 conversation. I do think the game gets away from them and they enter that negative game script. He could be hindered. So I expect him to be used a lot in the first half. Maybe that starts to tail off towards the end of the game if they're trailing by a significant amount. And that's something to watch out for. I don't like any of the wide receivers this week. I just think the coverage is too good. You're talking about a team in Tampa who have all the weapons, and Brady got picked off twice, one for a pick six. And then, you know, you're talking about Godwin wasn't overly big. Evans caught the touchdown, his only catch of the game very late on. Scotty Miller got a lot of catches underneath, but didn't really get a huge, huge number. So if you like volume, Renfrow of the three would be the one. But I'm just not too excited to start any of the Raiders wide receivers this week. Darren Waller, for me, I think will be the one that will have quite a big week as a result of that. I think he'll get a lot of the underwork and they expect him to go through the middle. I think he could be a pretty good option this week. I have him as the tight end 4 overall this week, which is high, but I think he's someone who can really benefit from the game script. So for me, Jacobs and Waller would be the only two I'm desperate to start this week in the offense. That will do it. Please share your feedback on Twitter. Get in touch with us at all the usual places. Let us know if you'll find this useful, if you'd like any more information, if you'd like me to do more deeper dives, which I will do as the more data comes out. It's pointless to say that this team's ranked 32nd against tight ends when they play one team. Like, it's better to have a sample of data, but I do have that data available. We can go through it as we'll build up more of a picture. But for where we stand right now, you know, let's stick to plays we want to make against what we've seen and against what we know historically, which is kind of what I'm giving you in a bite-sized version. So let me know, give me some feedback, and I look forward to you sharing with me your teams and let me know how you got on this week, and hopefully there's a few winners in there for you. But until next week, Rush Nation, keep rushing.